Hey, time with the Rav. What's the reason why Rav says if he marries and lives with her? Stam. Now the Gedushin is Chal, don't say Kivun the Kansa, since the husband like live with her, made Nisui and he had the enjoyment of living with her. Is Kansa Stam Achul Yachlil at Tanai, that he was like Moichel the Tanai? True, when he first married her, when he made the Gedushin, it bothered him, he didn't want it to happen in the Durham. But later, since he lived with her, he made the Nisuyin Stam, don't say Rav Svar is the Beshas Nisuyin, like he's Moichel. He forgives all the Tanoim. It says, it's like as if he's saying, even though you have the Durham, still I want to marry you. No, that's not the Pshat. Because if that would be the Pshat, then he should have to give her Ksubra also. Because he's Moichel the Tanoim Lagamri. Ella, but rather, the Pshat from Rav is like this, El Taim with the Rav. If he Sheinodim, Oisei, Bilesei, Bilesnus. It's only a svara, the husband doesn't want his bia now, the nisuyin, he's living with his wife, to be like a bia's nus. Therefore, his nicha that the kedushin should be chal. But still, he's not meichel the tanai legamri. It still bothers him the fact she has the nedarim, and he doesn't like the nedarim. Therefore, the ilchus mamnis to pay the ksuba, he does not have to pay her ksuba. True, he has to give her a get, because he wants the kedushin to be chal enough that the bia should not be a bia's nus. But Lagabi Mamoina, we say his Tanai is still there, and he only means to be Mechayiv himself to give her a Ksuba if she doesn't have Nedarim. But if it comes out that she does have Nedarim, nothing doing, he does not have to give her a Ksuba. That's the Pshat from Rav. Because if the Pshat would be that the husband is Moichum, like now overlooks completely the Tanayim, so then if he gives her a get later, he should have to give her a Ksuba also. So that's what Abai is saying. According to Rav, all he has to do is give her a get, but not a Ksuba. Murat says now pligibor for the Gemara pligibor chodesimna. We had this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel already one time. The Yitmar, we learned the Gemara in Yevamos we had. Kitano shloimina. A ketana was married. A ketana yisoyma doesn't have a father. Her mother or brother married her off. Sonicham the rabbanon. Now shloimina she didn't make miyum when she was a ketana. The katnusa vihigdila and then she became gedila. She became 12 years old. And Rashi says ubor leho. And her husband now lived with her, made bia, the yachakach miyano, the yom davanises. And then what happened was, then she was mean, like she said goodbye to her husband, and om davanises, she got married to somebody else, to a second husband. So the question is now, when she became a gedola, after she was 12 years old, she lived together with the first husband. So the question is, when the husband lived with her, did he do it almanas to make a new maisa kedushin? So then he's married midiraisa to the first husband. So now that she gets married to the second one, the Kedushin is not chal at all. She's married midiraisa to the first husband. Or do we say no, even though the first husband lived with her after she was a gedola, but he didn't do it almanas Kedushin. He only did it almanas the first Kedushin he had before, which is only midirabonim. That's the shayla. Rav Omer Rav says, ain't tzricha get misheni. Rav says, no, the second Kedushin is not chal at all. She does not have to get a get from the second husband. Because since the first husband lived with her, so the first husband, when he lived with her, when she was a gedola, he made the bia l'shem kedushin. So like now the mikudish midiraisa. If they married midiraisa, she can't get married to a second husband. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Tzricha get misheni. Shmuel says no. Mashma, the first kedushin is not midiraisa because they get married when they were when she was a katana, which is only kedushin midirabonin. Later, true, that her first husband lived with her after she became a gedola. But we don't say he did it l'shem in new kedushin. He did it l'shem what he was doing before. So the kedushin is still only with the rabbanin. So now when she gets married to somebody else, that kedushin is chal midiraisa. Therefore, she has to have a get from the second one. So Rashi says, "Shtricha get misheni to chol ha'boil adas kedushin erishenim boil." The afagav the moedish shmul the asul l'sheni the mishter shleimi by kol ponim whenever you boil now you boil. Al das kedushin or rishonim. So here you see we have this machlokes already that Shmuel says when you boil here now you don't have a new das now b'shas tibia. Because here even though she's a gedola now you're not living with her now almanas to make a new kedushin. You're living with her with the same das you had before with the old kedushin. See what that's Shan Shmuel also. If you made tanoim before, even though you live with her right now, the tanoim is still chal and therefore the kedushin is not chal at all. So we learned this machlokes already, that if you live with her right now, nothing changes according to Shmuel. Even though you live with her, still the original conditions are still here. So where the Tanai was Almanah, she doesn't have Nedarim, and later we find out she has Nedarim, the Kedushin is not Chal. That's Shmuel's Svara. That's why Shmuel says also, the Kedushin is not Chal over here, she needs to get from the second one. Rav says no, Rav says when you make a Bia, you have new Kavon and Abishaz B, you don't want it to be a Bia's Nus, so you want it to be like a Bia's Kedushin. Therefore also, he says that when the first husband lived with her, after she became a Gedola, he had in mind to make a Kedushin, therefore he's married to him in Diraisa, that the second husband has no Makam to make Kedushin. So we had the Machlokes once, what do we have to have a second time for? So Mara says, no, we need it both places. Mara says, Suricha, we need both cases. The yit mabiyahi over here, or the case here of Ketana by Mian, the Kama Rav, here Rav says, Mishum Deleka Tanai, because there was no Tanoim over here. Therefore Rav says, that when he's boy now, when he lives with her, after she comes to Gedola, he has in mind to make like a new Kedusha now. But there's no Tanai involved, that's why it's a good Kedushin. Ava Baho, maybe in our Mishnah, or the case before, where when you marry her, you made a Tanai. Our Menashe doesn't have Nedarim. And later, B'shas Nesuin, if you find out she has Nedarim, maybe since you made a Tanai, Ava Baho, the Ika Tanai, ain't a mother in Shmuel. Maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel to say, the Kedushin is not Chal, even though you made Nesuin with her. So what? You're still doing it on a Menashe, the first Tanai. Therefore, we need Rav's halacha here by tonight of Nedarim. Now, Vietnam, we only have the machlokes over here, where you marry Yamanah, she doesn't have Nedarim. And then later you live with her, make Nisuyin. And we find that she has Nedarim. I would say, maybe only over here Shmuel says that the Kedushin is not Chal. Maybe only over here Shmuel says, and it's Richa Menoget, that the Kedushin is not Chal. Abubahach, maybe in the case over there by Ketana, Eimah Modla L'Rav, maybe you would agree to Rav that what, that the second Kedushin is not Chal at all, because you say maybe Shmuel only says here because there's a Tanai. But maybe over here when the Ketana, when she became the Gedola, and the husband lived with her, there's no Tanai, maybe then he lives L'Shem Kedushin. Hisricha, therefore I need the Machlokes in both cases, that according to Rav, the Bia is like a new Bia right now, you're doing with the shame a new Kedushin right now. Or even though you made the Tanai in the first Kedushin, and the second with the Nisuyim by the Bia, there's no Tanoim at all. You're boil a stam without Tanoim. That's Rav Svara. And Shmuel Svara is no. Even though you make a Bia now, so what? You're only doing it al-das you had before B'Shas the Kedushin. So if you made the Tanai B'Shas the Kedushin, only Yamanashi doesn't have Nedarim, so then the Kedushin is not Chal, we find out later, she has Nedarim. The same thing the Ketana, even though she became a Gedola, even though the husband lived with her, so what? The husband doesn't make like a new Bil, a shame, a new Kedushin. He's only living with her right now, Amanas, what he did before, and the Kedushin that did before was only Midirabonin, therefore the Kedushin never becomes Midiraisa. Therefore, she gets married to a second husband. Now that she's a Gedola, she would need to get from the second husband. Tanah, we learn like this. Konsostam, let's say, it says in our Mishnah, Konsostam, you make Nisuyin, you marry your wife, Stam, without conditions. But in so let Nedarim, the lady you find, she has Nedarim. So our Mishnah says, Tetzish Levi Ksuba. Tzadik is Ksuba, the loy boy. Mashma, only you don't have to pay her Ksuba. Since the reason why you're giving her a gift is because you can't take the Nedarim she has, there's like something wrong with her, therefore we don't have to pay her a Ksuba. But the Diyik is Hagita boy. But if you do have to give her a get, Mashma Kedushin Muschal. My love isn't the case of the Sefer the Mishnah talking about, Kitcha Tanai, like it's a continuation of the Resha, where you made Kedushin on a Tanai, and now she has no Nedarim. And then B'Shas Nesuyin, you made Nesuyin Stam. So who it's a Raya to Shmuel, that says what? That since you're Konsa Stam, you're like, the Tanoim are not here anymore. That's a Raya to Rav, I mean. Forget, they're like Rav, that Suicha Meno get, that since you make Stam Nesuya now, you want the Kedushin to be Chal. That's why it says you only don't have to give her Ksuba, but Mashim get, you have to. My love could share out tonight the Konsa Stam, may look youth to the Shmuel, the Akasha and Shmuel. Mora says, loy, could be there's no Raya for now, Mishnah. I tell you, the Mishnah means loy, Kitcha Stam.